Good morning. It's December 7, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report focuses on the recent activity surrounding Insulet Corporation and the interest from institutional investors. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Federated Hermes Inc. increased its stake in Insulet by more than 14% during the second quarter. Now holding over 723,000 shares, valued at approximately $227 million. Other institutional players, including Jump Financial and First Trust Advisors, also expanded their positions, showing a significant uptick in interest for this medical instrument supplier. Insulet has been performing strongly, and its stock recently opened at more than $304. The company boasts a market capitalization of over $21 billion and has experienced a nearly 30% increase in year-over-year revenue. However, it's worth noting that analysts had expected higher revenue figures for the latest quarter. On the insider trading front, two senior executives sold portions of their shares, which could indicate a strategic move, but it also reflects a slight reduction in their stakes. Meanwhile, several research firms have raised their price targets for Insulet, with some analysts even recommending a strong buy. The consensus rating for the stock remains a moderate buy, with a target price around $379. Overall, Insulet Corporation continues to attract attention from both institutional investors and analysts, reflecting confidence in its growth potential within the diabetes management market. This report discusses Westpac Banking Corporation's increased investment in NVIDIA Corporation, along with recent insider trading activities and analyst ratings. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it has been revealed that Westpac has raised its stake in NVIDIA by 1.7% during the second quarter, bringing its total holdings to over 717,000 shares. This investment now represents approximately 7.6% of Westpac's entire portfolio, making NVIDIA its largest holding, valued at around $113 million. Several other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions in NVIDIA, with the Center for Financial Planning increasing its stake by 4.6%, and Atria Investments raising its holdings by 3.2%. Notably, Fielder Capital Group boosted its stake by nearly 10% earlier this year. As for NVIDIA's stock performance, shares opened at $182.41 recently, showing a slight decline of 0.5%. The company has a market capitalization of $4.43 trillion and impressive financial metrics, including a one-year high of over $212. And a price-to-earnings ratio of 45.26. In terms of dividends, NVIDIA has declared a quarterly payment of 1 cent per share, set to be distributed on December 26th. Despite the low yield, this signals a commitment to return value to shareholders. Analysts have been optimistic about NVIDIA's prospects, with firms like Wedbush and Rothschild raising their price targets significantly, suggesting strong growth potential. The consensus among analysts remains a buy rating with an average target price of approximately $258. In insider trading news, two directors recently sold shares, indicating some profit taking, but insider ownership remains strong at 4.17%. Overall, NVIDIA continues to attract interest from both institutional investors and analysts, reflecting confidence in its future growth in the tech sector.
This report covers recent changes in institutional ownership of Bank of America Corporation and updates on the company's stock performance. Citing MarketBeat's data, GAMCO Investors has reduced its stake in Bank of America by 6.5%, selling over 37,000 shares during the second quarter. This leaves GAMCO with just over 530,000 shares, valued at around $25 million. In contrast, several other investment firms have increased their positions in Bank of America. For instance, Jump Financial raised its holdings by 38.4% and now owns nearly 66,000 shares, worth just over $3 million. Carey Street Partners also expanded its stake, increasing its holdings by 23.7%, while Victory Financial boosted its shares by 32.9%. Analysts are keeping a close eye on Bank of America, with investment ratings showing a split among various research firms. Robert W. Baird has adjusted its price target upward from $52 to $56, maintaining a neutral rating. On the other hand, Erste Group Bank upgraded its rating from hold to buy, signaling a more optimistic outlook. Currently, Bank of America shares opened at $53.94, and the company boasts a market capitalization of nearly $400 billion. In its latest earnings report, the bank reported earnings per share of $1.06, exceeding expectations and reflecting a robust year-over-year revenue growth of 10.8%. Additionally, Bank of America has announced a quarterly dividend of 28 cents per share, set to be distributed in late December, which represents an annualized yield of 2.1%. This demonstrates the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders. Overall, with a consensus rating of moderate buy from analysts and a target price averaging around $57.77, Bank of America remains a focal point for both institutional investors and analysts alike.
This report addresses the recent changes in institutional investments and analyst ratings for Honeywell International Inc. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Gabelli Funds has reduced its stake in Honeywell by 2.4% during the second quarter, now holding approximately 339,000 shares valued at around $79 million. This reflects a broader trend among institutional investors, with several firms adjusting their positions in Honeywell. For instance, Triton Financial Group has established a new stake worth about $1 million, while Amundi increased its holdings by over 30%, now owning more than 519,000 shares valued at over $107 million. Notably, Managed Asset Portfolios and Baxter Bros have also raised their stakes, contributing to the significant institutional ownership of nearly 76% in Honeywell. On the analyst front, Honeywell has seen a mix of ratings. BNP Paribas recently upgraded the stock to a hold, while Citigroup raised its target price to $267 with a buy rating. In contrast, Bank of America downgraded its outlook, setting a price target of $205, significantly lower than its previous estimate. The stock has an average rating of hold from analysts, with a consensus target price of around $236. As for trading performance, Honeywell shares opened at $191.33, showing a slight decline of 0.5% recently. In terms of financial health, Honeywell reported earnings of $2.25 per share last quarter, alongside revenue of nearly $9 billion. The company has also recently increased its quarterly dividend to $1.19, reflecting a commitment to returning value to shareholders. Overall, Honeywell continues to navigate a complex landscape of investor sentiment and market expectations, making it a stock to watch closely as it balances growth and shareholder returns.
This report discusses the recent institutional investment activities and analyst ratings for GE Vernova Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Gabelli Funds has increased its stake in GE Vernova by 4.5%, now holding over 84,000 shares valued at approximately $44.7 million. Several other institutional investors have also made moves, including WFA Asset Management, which acquired a new stake worth around $29,000, and Highline Wealth Partners, which boosted its position by 34.6%. In terms of analyst sentiment, there's been a flurry of activity. Susquehanna raised its price target for GE Vernova from $740 to $750 and maintained a positive outlook. Meanwhile, Jefferies Financial Group reiterated a hold rating with a target price of $654, while Royal Bank of Canada and Barclays also increased their price targets, reflecting a generally optimistic view among analysts. Despite mixed earnings results, where the company reported earnings per share of $1.64, falling short of expectations, its revenue of nearly $10 billion exceeded forecasts. This revenue growth of 11.8% year-over-year is noteworthy and suggests improving fundamentals for the company. Additionally, GE Vernova recently announced a quarterly dividend of 25 cents per share, which translates to an annualized yield of 0.2%. The stock is currently trading around $630, having seen significant fluctuations over the past year, with a low of $252 and a high of $677. Overall, GE Vernova holds a market capitalization of $171 billion and has received a moderate buy rating from analysts, indicating a cautiously optimistic outlook for investors.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional ownership of ConocoPhillips shares and analyst outlooks on the company. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Dobele Funds has reduced its stake in ConocoPhillips by nearly 6%, now holding just over 500,000 shares valued at approximately $45 million after selling around 32,000 shares during the last quarter. In contrast, several other institutional investors have increased their positions in the energy giant. For instance, Navaline LLC has raised its holdings by slightly over 1%, and Triton Point Wealth LLC has boosted its stake by around 1.3%. Meanwhile, Iowa State Bank and Perennial Investment Advisors have also made modest increases to their investments in the company. Currently, institutional investors control over 82% of ConocoPhillips shares, indicating strong institutional interest. This level of institutional investment can often provide a stabilizing effect on a company's stock. Looking at the analyst landscape, there's a generally positive sentiment surrounding ConocoPhillips. For example, the Royal Bank of Canada has raised its target price for the stock from $113 to $118. Maintaining an outperform rating. However, Mizuho has slightly lowered its target from $125 to $120, while also retaining an outperform rating. The current consensus rating for ConocoPhillips is classified as a moderate buy, with an average target price hovering around $114.77, reflecting the mixed but generally optimistic outlook among analysts. On the performance side, ConocoPhillips shares recently opened at $93.73, showing slight gains. The company reported earnings of $1.61 per share in its latest quarterly results, surpassing analysts' expectations. Revenue also exceeded forecasts, coming in at $15 billion, which is a 14% increase year over year. In a positive development for shareholders, ConocoPhillips has increased its quarterly dividend to 84 cents per share, up from 78 cents, providing a yield of 3.6%. This move reflects the company's solid financial footing and commitment to returning value to shareholders. In summary, while some investors are trimming their stakes in ConocoPhillips, others are increasing their holdings, and analysts remain optimistic about the company's future, particularly in light of its recent earnings performance and dividend increase.
This report covers recent changes in institutional investments in Wells Fargo & Company. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Gabelli Funds has reduced its stake in Wells Fargo by nearly 10% during the second quarter, selling around 79,000 shares. After this transaction, the fund's total holdings in the bank amount to approximately 750,000 shares, valued at over $60 million. Other significant investors have also adjusted their positions in Wells Fargo. For instance, Wealth Management Partners increased their stake by 3.5%, while Verum Partners and Motive Wealth Advisors raised theirs by 1.8% and 3.7%, respectively. Institutional ownership remains strong, with nearly 76% of the company's stock held by such investors. On the trading front, Wells Fargo's stock opened at just under $90 and has shown considerable performance metrics, including a market capitalization of approximately $282 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio of around 14.78. The company recently reported earnings that exceeded analysts' expectations, with earnings per share at $1.73, surpassing the consensus estimate of $1.55. Wells Fargo's revenue for the quarter was around $21.4 billion, indicating a year-over-year growth of 5.3%. The firm also announced a quarterly dividend of 45 cents per share, yielding about 2% annually, which reflects a conservative payout ratio. Looking ahead, analysts seem optimistic about the company's prospects. Several firms have upgraded their ratings, with Truist Financial and Bank of America raising their target prices for the stock. Overall, Wells Fargo is enjoying a consensus rating of moderate buy, highlighting positive sentiment among market experts. This report covers recent changes in institutional investments in S&P Global Inc. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it was highlighted that Cabelli Funds LLC has cut its stake in S&P Global by 3.3% during the second quarter, leaving them with nearly 118,000 shares valued at approximately $62 million. Other institutional players have also adjusted their positions. For instance, Brighton Jones LLC increased its holdings by 4.7%, now owning just over 3,000 shares, while Chicago Partners Investment Group LLC raised its stake by a notable 13.7%. Meanwhile, National Bank of Canada lifted its holdings by an impressive 15.4%, acquiring over 31,000 additional shares. It's important to note that institutional investors collectively own a significant majority, about 87.17% of S&P Global stock. As for the company's market performance, S&P Global recently opened at $498.37. Over the past year, the stock has seen a low of $427.14 and a high of $579.05. In terms of financial health, S&P Global reported earnings per share of $2.33 for its last quarter, with revenues reaching $1.87 billion. Analysts anticipate earnings per share of around $17.11 for the current year. S&P Global has also announced a quarterly dividend of 96 cents per share, translating to an annualized yield of approximately 0.8%. This reflects a manageable dividend payout ratio of around 27.93%. Looking ahead, analysts have generally maintained a positive outlook on S&P Global, with many offering buy ratings and a consensus price target around $613. Overall, the adjustments in institutional holdings and the company's solid financial metrics suggest a robust interest in S&P Global moving forward.
This report discusses the significant increase in Gabelli Funds' ownership of O'Reilly Automotive shares. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Gabelli Funds expanded its stake in O'Reilly Automotive by an astonishing 1,375.5% during the second quarter, accumulating over 1,114,000 shares. This impressive purchase included over 1,038,000 shares during that period, positioning O'Reilly as the 23rd largest holding in Gabelli's portfolio, which now represents approximately 0.7% of their total investments. Moreover, several other institutional investors have also recently adjusted their positions in O'Reilly Automotive. For instance, AlphaCore Capital initiated a new stake valued at around $709,000, while LaSalle Street Investment Advisors entered a position worth $213,000. Additionally, Citigroup increased its stake by 24.2%, now holding over 116,000 shares, valued at approximately $167 million. On the insider trading front, some key executives have sold portions of their holdings. For example, Senior Vice President Christopher Andrew Mancini sold over 2,000 shares in a transaction that significantly reduced his stake.
the stock opened at $98.89 recently, with a market capitalization of around $83 billion. O'Reilly Automotive's stock performance has been notable, with a 52-week low of $78.30 and a high of $108.71. Overall, O'Reilly Automotive's earnings report indicated a quarterly profit of $0.85 per share, surpassing analyst expectations. Revenue for the quarter reached $4.71 billion, reflecting a year-over-year increase of 7.8%. Analysts currently maintain a moderate buy rating on the stock, with an average price target of $112.50, reflecting a positive outlook despite some recent insider selling.
This report covers recent institutional investments and performance updates for Parker Hannifin Corporation. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Rockport Wealth has acquired a new stake in Parker Hannifin, purchasing over 3,000 shares, valued at approximately $2,100,000. This follows significant investments from other major hedge funds, including Norges Bank, which invested over $1.3 billion, and Nuveen, which acquired shares worth about $933 million in the first quarter. The stock has seen a solid performance, having recently opened at around $880, with a market capitalization exceeding $111 billion. Notably, Parker Hannifin reported earnings per share of $7.22 for the last quarter, surpassing analysts' expectations of $6.62. The company's revenue reached $5.008 million, reflecting a year-over-year increase of 3.7%. In addition to its strong earnings, Parker Hannifin has declared a quarterly dividend of $1.80, providing an annual yield of approximately 0.8%. Analysts maintain a consensus moderate buy rating on the stock, with an average target price of around $875. However, some analysts have adjusted their ratings, with BNP Paribas setting a particularly bullish target at $1,020. Insider trading activity has also been noteworthy, with a vice president recently selling over 3,000 shares, indicating a significant reduction in personal holdings. Overall, institutional investors currently hold over 82% of Parker Hannifin stock, reflecting strong confidence from the investment community.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.